They seemed in the view of the foolish to be dead, and their passing away was thought an affliction, and their going forth from us utter destruction. But they are in peace. This passage from the Book of Wisdom is often used in funerals, but it gives us a glimpse into one of those apparent paradoxes of our Catholic faith, that death is both the just consequence of our sins and simultaneously the passageway into immortal and divine life with God. So, in other words, death isn't something to be dreaded so much as to be entered into. Death is the curse of our fallen nature, but at the same time, it's somehow a tremendous gift. How can we possibly wrap our heads around this crazy mystery? Well, if you'll indulge me for just a few moments, perhaps Lord of the Rings might help us. I'm a huge fan of Lord of the Rings, so please, is anybody else a fan of Lord of the Rings in the congregation this morning? All right, a few of them, great. Well, for any fellow nerds out there, you might remember that the elves in the Lord of the Rings are immortal. They can go on living endlessly for thousands and thousands and thousands of years without ever growing old, without ever growing frail. And it seems like it would be awesome. It seems like it would be a really great gig. And yet, in Tolkien's mythology, they're kind of sad about it. There's like a longing in their heart. They want to have what mankind has, which is mortality. So they kind of look with envy at the ordinary men who are able to grow old, die, and then go to be with their ancestors. Pope Benedict put it this way: to continue living forever, endlessly, appears more like a curse than a gift. To live always without end, this, all things considered, can only be monotonous and ultimately unbearable. So that's Pope Benedict XVI's words. J.R.R. Tolkien, the author of Lord of the Rings, himself suggests that the God character that he creates for this mythology actually gave death to mankind as a gift, as a way for them to pass out of the sad suffering of Middle Earth and eventually come to be with their ancestors forever in the undying lands, as he calls it. And you know, this kind of strikes us as strange, I think, and perhaps even a little insensitive. Why should we ever treat death as a gift? It causes us pain, it causes us loneliness, it separates us from people that we love, and often enough, we're afraid of it ourselves. If we're really honest, we're kind of afraid of the moment that we die. We don't know what it's like. None of us have died yet. We don't know what it's like. So, death is a gift. What is J.R.R. Tolkien even talking about, you know? Well, all this nerd speak is echoed, oddly enough, by our Catholic tradition. St. Ambrose, recently in the Office of Readings, actually, said that death is then no cause for mourning, for it is the cause of mankind's salvation. God did not decree death from the beginning. He prescribed it as a remedy. Therefore, we should have a daily familiarity with death, a daily desire for death. Those are very bold words. But they're in perfect agreement with our first reading this morning from the Book of Wisdom. It says, their passing away was thought an affliction, and they're going forth from us utter destruction, but they are in peace. Another one of my favorite authors, G.K. Chesterton, put it in these even more shocking terms. The early Christian martyrs talked of death with a horrible happiness. They smelt the grave afar off like a field of flowers. I mean, that's just crazy. But it's both Ambrose and Chesterton are getting at kind of the same thing, I think. The wonderful fact, the wonderful belief that we all hold, that one definitive death has destroyed death itself. Namely, in dying, precisely in dying, Jesus undid the deadliness of death. And thus, through his one sacrifice, death did become kind of a gift. Despite all the pain, the difficulty, the grief, a gift that we can fearlessly prepare for in the firm hope of resurrection. So, my question for all of us this morning is this: do we really see death as a kind of mercy from the Lord? Do we, in a sense, long for this life to end, even as we fully embrace this present life and enjoy it while it lasts and love people here and now? Or do we kind of think that we're like the elves? Do we trick ourselves into believing that we're going to live endlessly, like never die? Our culture seems bent on trying to get us to think that way, with its feverish desire to avoid death at all costs, choosing instead the comforts this present life can offer: wealth, comfort, honor, pleasure, all these things. Our culture wants us to think that we can avoid the inconvenience of our mortality. But this will all end. Even if we happen to be the generation that finally sees Jesus come back, this old world must still give way to the new. This life must change, must put on immortality. Each one of us will have to loosen our grip on this life as we know it. And then we can embrace our own death as a gift, as a means to enter into the perfect peace of God.